Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of The Power of Us. This is Abel.
And this is his not married young wife, Rosie.
That's the topic for today. Should you get married young?
I didn't even say that correctly. Not married young wife, Rosie. Mm. I didn't get married young.
Wait, you're not married and you're young?
Yeah, that's what it sounded like I said, but I'm very married. I am happily married now. I couldn't say that now. Yeah, we ain't gonna lie. We don't lie. I couldn't say that 6 years ago. Mm. But now I am happily married. Been for a bit.
What were you before? You were desperate or what?
I've never been unhappily? A desperate. We've been unhappily married.
Mm, we have.
I wonder if it was because you were young. Segue. That's the segue into should you get married young?
Should you get married young? That's a topic that I wanted to cover because I got married rather young.
You sure did. I did not. You did which not. Is funny. You yeah. got married young. I didn't.
Yeah.
I was 30. You were young.
Yes.
What's young?
12. I was 12.
Oh, shut up, dude. Yes. Like, that's so... Man, do you know that that joke falls on me?
Yes, yes, I know.
You're so rude. No,
I'm 20. I was 20. And I personally think, for me... Okay, because I'm going to speak for myself, and I'm going to speak for the way that I think. Okay, right. So si te cae, great. If it doesn't, you can let it fall off. But we're going to go through both scenarios because, in a sense, we both went through both scenarios, and I've kind of thought about both scenarios and the good and the bad. Okay?
Okay.
I personally think that it is good for one to get married young. Is it good for one to get married young to a person that is more mature and older? I don't know. If it is or if
am
it
I
isn't.
The more mature older person?
I would say so, yeah.
Okay, well maybe that's a topic for another show. Mm. Like a young person marrying a more mature older person.
Yeah.
But you're saying in general, should people
get married young? Should two kids that love each other straight out of high school, they're going to college, should they just get married? Should two Christian people that love each other and don't want to sin and don't want to
do the hibbity before marriage?
Should they just get married? Should two kids that haven't had a baby together in high school, should they get married? Or should you, like, even, okay, young is still getting young, married.
That's what I was going to ask you. What's young?
26.
26 and under is young.
26 and under.
Now, you realize that in Jesus' time, Mary was enthralled and she was about 14, 15.
She was like 14, 15.
So I think it changes, okay, folks? We're talking about this in 2023.
Yeah.
What is young? Because before, young used to be 16, 17, 18, 19. Mm-hmm. I say that because my mama got married at 15. My grandma got married at 15. My brothers all got married at 15, 16, 17, 18. They were still considered young, but it wasn't like, oh my God, outrageous. Not for us.
Yeah.
It was like, dude, you're young, but it wasn't like... breaking the law. Yeah. I mean, they were both 16, 17. The girls were 15, 16. But 2023, young, in your definition, and I'm going to agree with you, is 26 and younger.
I would say so. Okay. I would say so. See, my thing is right now is that I don't agree with the way we're being told or young people are being told specifically not to get married.
Who's telling them?
I just think society is telling them.
I think they're deciding it.
No, I think society is telling them you shouldn't get married because you're not where you have to be.
Well, the institution of marriage has been devalued by society. That's true. So if that's how you feel, they're telling them. Like marriage is being locked down. Marriage is being chained down. Yeah. Marriage like is weird because how are you going to sleep with one person only for the rest of your life? All that society is doing it and devaluing marriage. Mm-hmm. That is one way that society is telling them like, don't do it. Mm-hmm. I agree. But you're saying, how is society telling them not to get married? Okay, get your career first.
Yes.
Travel the world first.
So that was always the thing. Okay, so here are your options, okay? Mm. Okay? Either you get married young and you struggle, or you work until you become... Very super successful. You become partner at a firm.
Yeah.
And now you can
can get married.
Yeah.
And by that time, a lot of women's biological clock has stopped ticking.
Yeah. Or granted, with the way the world is today, they already have kids. And all this other stuff.
Ah, so you're saying they're even living together, have kids, they just won't sign the paperwork or do it in God's presence.
No, I'm not even saying that.
What are you saying?
I'm saying that there's just people that just won't get married and that they won't
make the commitment,
settle down. Yeah. Yeah. Now, that's what I think is the issue. One, I think you got to figure out if you want to get married. If you don't want to get married, this isn't for you.
Right.
But if you want to get married and you have the hopes and the dreams and the aspiration to one day have a family, you have two choices to make. One, you're going to either get married young and you both are going to grow up together.
Right.
You both are going to go through things together. You both are going to build an empire together. You both are going to do something together.
Yeah.
Okay. The other one is you don't get married. You wait for the perfect time. And when you wait for the perfect time, you're waiting for the perfect person.
Person.
You're waiting for the perfect person. You're waiting for the perfect situation. You're waiting for the perfect everything to come up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When does that happen? Rarely.
There's never a mark.
And then when you get to that specific place where you want to be financially and in your life, now you have to worry about what type of a person are you going to attract. Because in a man's circumstance, in a man's place, the more wealthier I get, the more power I get, the better I get as a quote-unquote man in the game of life, I get better-looking girls. But what kind of a quality woman is she?
Right.
Is she one that wants me for myself or who I am or for money? So, you know, there's all these things that are coming around and it's like you have to figure out which one you're going to go for.
Okay, why get married in the first place?
Why get married? Yes. Honestly, it's really getting messed up now.
Yeah.
The whole thing about marriage and whether or not it's good.
Yeah.
But I personally think one should share their life with somebody.
Yeah.
That's what I feel. Why? Because you get to build a life.
Yeah.
I genuinely have enjoyed growing up with, I know we've had podcasts where you said it was hard because I was younger or whatnot, but I've enjoyed building something with you. I've enjoyed learning about myself with you, along with you.
Yeah.
Rather than if I met you now.
Right.
I don't know if one.
I'd want you for your money.
I don't know if like one, we could meld the same way together.
Yeah.
Like if we could blend in and become one together. Mm. At this point, I think I kind of am who I am.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I can bend my ear to you, but there's so much inside of me that is now it's solid of who I am. I know what I am and who I am. Yeah. I'm not kind of figuring myself out anymore, if that makes sense. And I think
for a woman though, on that point really quick, for a woman, it is great that the man already knows that going in. Get me? Mm-hmm. Because we have less work to do. We've been told, and I don't agree with it, let's stay clear, that a woman finishes raising the man. I don't want to.
Yeah.
So if you could be young, 18, 19, 20, 21, 26, and already know that, have your identity. I'm not saying be set in stone because no one is. We're all transforming. We're all growing. We're all learning. But the more you know about yourself at any age in marriage, for a woman, it's easier.
I don't know, babe. I don't know about the average man. I doubt. I truly agree with you that at 26, there are probably a very, very low percentage of men that got that down. But there are so many men that are extremely lost.
Well, that's why I think men were getting married younger back then. My dad at 18, he already knew who he was. He says he knew who he was at 7.
What are you talking? There's no way he knew who he was at 18.
He
kept changing.
Right, he did.
Yes.
But
he didn't even figure out who he was until.
Okay.
I think. Well, who was born? I think
Pete was born at around 17.
He didn't know it then. He didn't know who he was and what he was going to do and what he was going to become.
I'm talking. No. No one knows that. I'm not saying that. Not business wise. I'm saying him as a person. He knew he was a hardworking man. Uh-huh. He knew he was going to cheat it a little bit. Didn't tell my mom, but I think he knew. he knew he was going to, how he was, he knew he wanted a family. He knew. Get me?
Okay.
So I think men getting married, my brother Juan knew, my brother Pete knew at 19 when he got married, or 21. Gus knew at 18, 19. Get me? They knew. Because Gus and Pete got married without their spouses being pregnant. Mm-hmm. So they made that conscious decision. Now, I think you're right in the sense that men know even less about themselves at 18, 19.
Okay. I get you.
I'm not arguing with you. I'm saying my dad should have gotten married young and Pete and Gus too.
Why?
Because they were more conscious of the responsibility that a household would have.
That's possible. Yeah, I get you.
Where
I
now, don't think that they knew what they
were gonna, like who they were going to become in every aspect.
No, no, no. No, but their mentality was different. What I'm saying is a mentality. Like,
you take care of your family and they already go into knowing that. Yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah,
you a 19-year-old, 19, 20, 21, I don't think they know what a family, the responsibility of family entails.
Okay, but honestly, I got to, like, straight up, I think that goes both ways. Yes, the man has a big important part of taking care of the family and being everything for the family. But I don't think women even understand what it entails to be a wife.
I think they understand they don't want it. I do. I think women know, okay, I'm going to cook and clean and have babies if I want any. And I may have a career if I want one. And I may travel the world if I want to. Like, I think women know when they're deciding. I really think women of this age are deciding, I'm going to hold off. I'm going to hold off because they have their higher standards.
Of what?
And what they want in a man. Sometimes too high standards, my friends. Sometimes I'm not saying you aren't a princess. I'm not saying you're not a queen. What I'm saying is you're expecting a king and you're not a queen just yet. Like, you haven't worked on yourself a lot enough yet. And that's a whole different podcast.
I agree that there are different sides of the spectrum when it comes to men. Like, there's just these guys that for sure aren't ready to get married or don't haven't even thought about it because they're still acting like teenagers and being young and wanting to stick their poles in anything, you know, and stuff like that.
Why would a man want to get married if he's already getting the cookie? Like, why? Why would he want to buy the factory if he's already getting the cookies for free? Get me? Like, why?
I think it's a personal decision. Well, there's a lot of these cookies can be infected and they can be all messed up.
They can have yeast infections?
I don't know. They can have herpes and stuff like that. They can have chlamydia and
we
stuff.
We should give them the stat.
I don't know, bro. Yes. I don't know if you guys have looked up, but like,
I had never looked up the stat. For some reason, we were looking at stats. I'm thinking I'm going to tell my kids, but since you guys are our followers, I'll tell you. How many was it? How many men?
For African-American males, and I think that falls under us colored people as well, which are Hispanics, is 1 in 19 males.
That is a lot, bro. I don't know what the stats genital for herpes, women is.
And then it's like 1 in 40 overall, like the entire
population.
All men.
This
is weird.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, this is just men.
That's a lot. So if you guys have a high body count, please take that into consideration.
But like,
one of the reasons I would, because this is my next question. Actually, I'll ask you the question first and then I'll tell you. You're saying 1920.
What?
The men should get married.
No, I'm not saying
what
that.
Did you say?
I'm saying, should you get married young? I personally think you should get married young.
Okay.
It could be from 20. It could be all the way to 26.
I have two questions for you.
Me getting married at 40? No. And me for sure getting married for the 12th time at 50 is not going to happen. I'm not going to be crying when the girl's coming down the aisle either. All right? I'm
going to just be like, Mark Anthony, he got married like 8 times and he's still crying. Like,
He loves her. I don't know.
Maybe he does.
It's beautiful. Like, she gets that, but like,
I got that. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I agree. You can't get that the second, third time. Right?
It would be like, you know, like it's,
you
at
know
some point
what
you
this
gotta stick
is,
it out.
Bro.
Like,
you've
gotta,
been here. I have two questions for you. I have two questions for you. Oh, Lord, help me remember the questions, because now I'm thinking about Mark Anthony crying, looking like the dad.
Anyways, I think it is good to get married young. I think it takes a certain type of a person to get married young. Why? Because, yes, we do go through hard times. Should you get married young and not have a job and live with your parents and all that other stuff? Heck no. But I think the man, and I'm going to speak for men, I'm not going to speak for women. You can speak on what they need to be ready. If you agree or if you don't agree, that's on you.
Yeah.
And I'll contradict that or go against it. But as a man, if you want to be married young, if you want to have a relationship, if you want to build a family young, because I enjoy being a young dad. I enjoy being 30 and my daughter's 9 and my son
and
is 6.
And you play with them.
And I play with them. And I am the coolest, youngest looking dad in every single sport there. All right. Some of these guys can be my dad in a sense. All right. So I enjoy that. I enjoy being that because I can share some things with them.
You made that conscious choice.
I can share some things with them. Some music is still relevant. Some I just tell them straight out, like, I don't know, you know.
I remembered my questions.
Okay, go.
1, do you regret anything that you quote unquote missed out on because you got married young?
I don't. because I was already Christian, because I had already put it in my mind, I'm not going to screw around and try to
be with as many women. So the strip clubs, the partying.
I was never into that. But that's just me. Please understand that that's just me. I had other vices. I had other issues in my life.
Yeah.
I had other things that I had to grow up with and deal with and stuff like that. But I am just a little bit different than a lot of other guys. I am not your typical guy. It doesn't mean that I'm better. Just different.
The vices that you went through, you like going through them with me?
No. No.
But would you have preferred to have dealt with them before getting married?
I would look better in front of you. Yeah. I would have a much better track record with you if I didn't.
Having a track record with you. All I'm saying is that
who I am today, I feel more secure and more solid in myself in front of you than the insecurities that was in me of you figuring out that I am not as awesome as I appear to be.
You are as awesome.
Now. But back then, when I would, if I stood in front of you, I'd be like, hey, Abel's really not as awesome as he deals with a lot of fear and he deals with a lot of insecurity. And yes, he sings really pretty, but you know what? He's terrified when he sings because he doesn't know if it's going to be any good when he releases it and stuff like that.
Okay, but what if, for me, you having those, I wouldn't even call them issues, what you were going through, it was the fact that you were hiding them. That made them bigger than they were. Well, I would have loved to walk with you in those things if we were really walking together.
As men, when you are not winning in anything,
you
can't share that. It's difficult to share that with your spouse. How difficult is it that a guy goes up to his wife and he's like, I don't know what's going to happen with our life if I lose this job?
So that doesn't even change with age? So a 30-year-old man won't do that with his wife?
It depends. It depends where they are, what stage in life they are.
I don't want to say we ladies, but I think I'm speaking for us. We really want that. We want to walk with you, but you guys won't tell us. So we're supposed to be your helper, totally, but we can't help you.
I totally get it.
I thought that came with age, but does a 30-year-old?
It comes with where you are in life.
Got it.
So we built something together. We have. You have been with me through everything. I appreciate you. That. Yes, me too. I appreciate you and I love you and I hold you in such high regard because you have been through hell and back with me. You have been through highs and lows with me. You've been through a lot of lows.
Would you call me your ride and die?
Yes, for sure. But I got to be honest with you. This is ours because of that.
Right.
If I met you 2 years ago, if I met you 1 year ago and we just got married.
Yeah.
You're easily replaceable.
Oh, dang.
You don't hold anything.
This?
Like, this is mine.
Me?
Like, if everything that I've done and that I've achieved, it would be mine. Like, Mark Anthony, he's like, no, his wife, it's not hers. It's not theirs. This is mine. You live in my house. You live with me. And this is my stuff.
Right.
You didn't help this. Right. You didn't help this happen.
I get what you're saying. But I need you to know that I am not easily replaceable. Me,
okay. All right. Yes, not you.
Okay, but I get what you're saying. Okay, so that was my first question. You don't regret, in your mind, you didn't miss out on any strip club, on any vacation, on any boys trip, on any of that.
I do understand that I missed out on that, but I made that choice.
Right. What I'm saying is you didn't do it, but you're not like lamenting that you didn't do it.
I'm not. Now, there are moments in life where marriage is so hard that you're thinking like, maybe it would have been better if I shouldn't have gotten married. But you know what? I don't know one marriage that isn't going to be hard in some spots. I don't know anything that is worth it that isn't going to be hard in some spots.
Yeah. Talking about that ministry, my other question, and I have one more. My other question is, are there some things that you could have done faster and quicker if there wasn't a wife and kids to be responsible for? And I'm not only saying you're responsible, women are responsible too, okay? So the question also goes to you as a woman, to our listeners. I'm asking Abel because I'm being devil's advocate here. I agree with you 100%. I'm happy at the ages we got married, where we are now, 10 years later. I would have gotten married young too if I had met you before. I would have. So I'm not arguing with you at all. I believe it's a mental state. I believe each person, it depends on their mental state, their maturity state, if they know their identity. And if you can get all that down at 20, then go for it. Or if you're willing to be transparent with your partner to do it.
Yeah.
to be able to tell your husband, I'm scared right now. Can you help me? I don't have this down yet. This is my vice. I have credit card issues. Help me. I'm going to be transparent and not hide them. Yeah. That's what I mean. I think people can get married at 20, grow together, build an empire. To me is gorgeous. I love that. That's how we did it.
Yeah.
But speaking about ministry, sometimes I think I would have had more time with ministry if I had been single. If I had met Jesus at 15 and I had, would have had 5 years to do ministry hardcore 100% of the time, the only thing I miss about being single is my alone time with Jesus.
Yeah.
It was much easier to find time.
Yeah.
So do you think that, or do you think you could still do ministry with family and kids?
Everything gets slowed down.
Yes.
Everything is delayed, and there are priorities. And when you are a family man, that is your priority. And that should be your priority, not your friends, not video games, not ministry.
Yeah.
And just a whole bunch of stuff like that, honestly. So would it have been easier? Yes. But so would have been traveling. And so would have been spending my money on a bunch of other stuff. Yeah. And so would have been, it would be easier to play video games. It would be easier to go to sporting events. It would be easier to do a whole bunch of stuff.
I think, yes, it would have been easier, maybe faster. But now having a family makes it more meaningful for me. Whatever victories I have 4 other people to share it with. I have a unit where I say, we made it. We did that.
Agreed.
So, I mean, a lot of people that could be feeling like, whoa, it'll be faster if I'm going alone, maybe, but it'll be also harder because there is this value that you have when you have a partner that goes with you that, hey, I'm weak right now. Can you handle it? Hey, I'm scared right now. And he tells you, you can do it, baby. Go get up there and preach your heart out. And then you do it. You're like, ooh, if I had been alone, I would have probably ranked out.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm saying so that people are thinking about it. Third question then, would you tell Eli and Sammy and Casey to get married at 20? Because Casey's going to be 20 next year.
Right. Yeah. So it just depends on each situation. Like, should you get married and be living in your parents' house? No.
Right.
But I think you should hustle your butt.
Women too? You think Sammy, because I know that you feel like that for Eli. Eli should live alone for at least a year.
Uh-huh.
All men should live alone for at least a year before getting married. Yes,
I think that everyone,
even girls,
should know what it is like to be alone.
I agree in that. I know that in our Mexican tradition, usually it's like the girl moves out from her house. I wish I would have had a year to myself.
Yeah.
I would have gotten to know myself on a different level. I would have learned how I cook and learned how I run a home my way and not transfer just from my mama's to my husband.
Yeah.
I would have loved a year of just Rosie.
Yeah. I think that one should cut all ties with their family for at least a year or two.
All
not
ties?
Not like not visit them. Yeah. I just meant like
dependence.
Do not rely on them for one thing.
Yeah.
Not for you to go on Saturday and wash your clothes there for free. Absolutely nothing.
Wow.
Not for you to pay your mom rent and live in her garage. No, I mean for nothing. You find a way. If you have to rent somebody else's garage, that you have to pay them, that they don't give a damn who you are. They will kick you out.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they will kick you out if you don't pay them on time and stuff like that. That kind of thing. I think a person should learn what it is like to be on their own completely. Without any help, that way they can go into this and be like, I know how to do this. For a man especially, I'm speaking mainly for men. I think it'd be good for women as well.
I agree.
But granted, a man is here to take care of his wife and he's supposed to help her and in that of like, don't worry, baby, we're here. We're going to figure this out. We're going to do this. But as a man, like, there is no one above you. I mean, you have your dad, but
You're not running to him.
Maybe you do or you don't have your dad. Maybe you do or you don't have help. But as a man, there's only so many cards you can pull before you start feeling like a loser.
Right.
You get me? There's only so many times you can ask for help before you're like, I'm not my own man in yourself, to yourself. Yeah. I'm not even saying that your wife is telling you that. But I'm saying like, I think everybody should be able to do that. So it just depends on where you are in that life. I worked my butt off at 17 and a half. I graduated and I was out.
Yeah.
I was out. I think I was out like a month or two before I graduated. I'm not even sure, honestly. But it was either right before or right after I was out.
Yeah.
I was gone. I had my job. I was living at my grandma's house for about 3 months. I was paying her rent. Moved out of there as quickly as I could. Got my own place once the right spot opened up. And
I there was no animosity with you and your mom.
There was not.
Well, that should be made clear, because people may think, oh, you move out at that age because there's animosity. Yeah. No, you were ready. You were building yourself up.
I've always been very independent. I just wanted to go out and I wanted to live my own life.
Yeah.
I think as teenagers, you live under, and if you're a parent, please try to put yourself in the same place where you were when you were young.
Yeah.
If you're a parent and your teenager wants to leave, it's not necessarily because of you and how terrible you are. It's more about they want to experience freedom. Is it scary?
Yes,
it definitely is. It just depends what kind of a kid you have.
Yeah.
And that's tough. If you have a kid that can mess around and end up in drugs or end up in bad situations, you have to kind of be vigilant over them to help them. But in my case, I wasn't in that situation, thank God. My mom never called me, was afraid that I was drinking or doing drugs or doing anything that would be terrible for me. It was more like she was just sad because I was leaving. And then and then I didn't really contact, like, I know some people like have call their parents each and every day, and I didn't. I was just having this conversation with you the other day of like, sometimes you just want to enjoy the freedom. Yeah. You know, and it's not necessarily that
because you your mom's going to give you some advice, some lessons, some
scolding. Or see how you're doing. Sometimes I just want to see how I'm doing, you know, rather than somebody take care of me. And that's all it was.
Yeah.
But yeah, I definitely do believe that it just depends on the circumstances.
So are you raising your children, our children, with the mentality of get married young?
I'm raising my children with the mentality of be completely independent. To be on your own so that they can be ready for marriage at a younger age. I want Eli to be ready for marriage at a younger age.
Yeah.
And I'm raising my kids to not make decisions that a lot of teenagers make.
Yeah.
But I advise them, if they find the right person that they want to spend the rest of their life with, that they should work as hard and as fast as they can while they're young to try to get to that position.
Yeah.
To get married. Was I at that position when we got married? No, I wasn't. I mean, I wasn't ready, but at the same time, no one's ever ready. But I did have the fundamentals.
Right. I think
I knew how to take care of a household. I knew how to figure stuff out. I knew how to save us money. I knew how to get us stuff. I knew how to rent a place. I knew how to do a whole bunch of stuff. You knew how to do a whole bunch of stuff. Granted, I chose a really great partner. I
think that's one of the main things.
Yeah, you weren't ditzy and you weren't like, I don't know, and stuff like that. You knew a whole bunch of stuff that I didn't know, and I knew a bunch of stuff that you didn't know, and that kind of helped us come together. Mm-hmm. But,
Well, that would be, now to give them advice really quick, we're about to land this plane. If we are advising our kids and our followers to get married young, what would be the advice? Obviously, have the fundamentals. Well, one, know how to live on your own.
Know how to take care of yourself.
Two, have those internal fundamentals and of knowing what you want.
And what you're doing, the choices that you're making. Because if you do get married, girls love to travel or whatever, you're not going to get to travel everywhere that you want, because a lot of that money is going to go into either when you build the family.
Yeah.
Or now you guys, as soon as you get married, you have these, you automatically get put this weight of these dreams of we have to buy a home. You have this huge weight of we have to now save money to buy a home one day.
Yeah.
And in this market, it is very difficult and it's very hard to even rent. And I'm praying that everything kind of goes down so that a lot of these kids that are now going back to their parents' homes.
Okay. So if our daughter is 19, 20, 21, and she wants to move out on her own a year before she gets married, we would tell her to rent. It wouldn't be like, but you have to buy a home.
No, it's way. It's more important. We don't live in that time anymore.
Yeah.
The time where our grandparents come up and they say that they moved out and they bought a home and stuff like that, they bought it at $50,000 with probably 20% interest, but which only equated to like $125,000 home. Yeah. That we don't live in that time anymore.
So most of the getting married on your own has to do with you, but it also has to do with the partner you choose.
Yeah.
You have to really look at your partner. If you're 19, 20, 21, wanting to get married, you have to really look into your partner and be equals in that sense.
Yeah.
No one's going to say, but I missed out. No one's going to say, but I coulda, shoulda, woulda.
It's a conscious choice.
Yeah. That both of you do this together. Yeah. and know that this becomes the most important entity in your life now. Not like, oh, but my mom, oh, but my dad, oh, but my family. The leaving and cleaving is very, very difficult. I speak for myself. So not being dependent for that full year would have really helped me. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't be emotionally dependent on them.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
But that would be one advice. If you're looking to get married young, if you're thinking about it, if you want to get married young, it really also depends on your partner being on the same page with you.
Yeah.
And in that sense, we were on the same page, whether I was older or not.
Yeah.
Well, I agree with you, babe. I was devil's advocate here with you because I really wanted our listeners to really think about it. Because the girls want the wedding. I love weddings. Yeah. I want another wedding. But the marriage part can be difficult.
Yes.
To me, though, to me, Rosie, it is 100% worth it.
Yeah.
The pillars, I would rather be married and go through that the difficult parts of it than be single. That's just me. Marriage to me is still a gorgeous entity that God made for our blessing. God didn't make this to cage you down, to hold you down, to take anything away from you. We still travel. And I know that did it slow down a little bit? Yes. Were most of our road trips to Rosarito? Yes. But they were still gorgeous. And now, thank God, we can travel wherever we want. We're going to Barcelona this year. But it took some investing and some time. But we did that consciously.
Yeah.
I had to stop drinking Starbucks every day. It's a very little thing that for some of you may be huge. But it's like, but this is worth it to me.
Yeah.
So I agree with you, babe. I mean, I don't know if many men are you, though.
I agree. I'm just saying that it is possible and it takes a certain type of a person. Yeah. Should you get married young, it's not for everybody. If you are not of the mentality of like, I want this, then it's not for you. But I think that I have benefits that all these other guys that are now still not married don't have.
Yeah.
I think that they're now feeling that some of them have probably felt like they've wasted too much time playing and being young.
Yeah.
And being a bro. And now it's kind of backfired on them.
Yeah.
And now they're going to just either remain a bro forever or they're going to have to figure something out and scramble and probably settle. You know, it's just a whole bunch.
I wish I had met you when I was 20 and you were 20, obviously. I wish we had been the same age. It didn't work out like that for us for whatever reason. But if my daughter is 20, 21, 22 and she has a level head and a level heart, she's willing to be loyal and faithful to this man the rest of her life and be committed to him. I would advise her to get married before having this huge body count, before this trial and error that I did that was 100% wrong and that many girls are doing now, that many boys are doing now. I'm just going to try it out. I'm going to test it out.
Yeah.
I'd rather have a younger couple that we can guide them with, help them with, because obviously as parents, we're going to help them in their marriage. We're not just going to leave them, ay, que te vaya bien. But getting married young is better than having a high body count, because if you got to choose that, the difficulty, the higher body count that you have may affect your marriage way more than you even know, or your sexual life or whatever. But babe, I don't think many people think like you, but I pray that the ones that are willing to listen to it and really think about it.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is just so you're not alone. This is a You're Not Alone podcast. And if you think like this, and that's great. You just got to find another person that thinks like it. Or honestly, you can find somebody that is at that stage, you know, which is if you're a female, maybe find somebody that's a little bit older and just has a different view or outlook on life. Yeah.
Because marriage is difficult. It is not the easiest thing. Exactly. That's what I was going to say. It doesn't get easier just because you're 30. It doesn't get easier because you're 35 and you have your career. There will be something in marriage that may shake you up.
You go through stuff.
Yeah.
No matter what, you're going to go through stuff together in a relationship.
Being if you're 20, more 30, prepared, 40, 50, quote unquote, isn't going to make it easier.
Yeah.
All right. So God bless you guys at whatever stage that you are on, at whatever age that you are. I declare that your marriage will be blessed because the Almighty has decided to bless it and because you have decided to be committed to it. God wants to. It's also up to us to do it.
All right, thanks, guys. Babe. We'll see you guys next week. Bye.